A brief reminder of when A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms takes place. Our latest return to Westeros kicked off this past weekend, with the start of A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms. It's not the first time we've ventured to the Seven Kingdoms outside the events of Game of Thrones, and it certainly won't be the last, if HBO has any plans about it. But it is the first time we're visiting a relatively quiet period of Westerosi history. Interesting, precisely because it is, for the most part, uninteresting. That's not to say Knight is boring. It's a delight so far. Reviews suggest it will hold strong for the rest of the miniseries' first season. This is the first on-screen visit to Westeros during a period of extended peace, a calm sandwiched between the storms of history. Not sure when, exactly. Here's your answer. And a brief look at the movers and shakers of the age. When is A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms set? The first season adapts the inaugural story of George R. R. Martin's Duncan Egg series, The Hedge Knight. That novella is set in 209 AC, after Conquest, the era following Aegon Targaryen's invasion and the rise of his dragon-riding family, after the Doom of Valyria destroyed their homeland. This date places us squarely between two great events, already depicted in House of the Dragon and Game of Thrones, the year 209 AC. It's 78 years after the Dance of Dragons, 89 years before the events that ignite Game of Thrones. What are the Targaryens up to during Knight of the Seven Kingdoms? House Targaryen's rule will persist for roughly 70 more years after these events, until Robert Baratheon's rebellion. But 209 AC is a time of peace. Following upheaval, the Dance of Dragons shattered the Targaryen dynasty and the balance of the Seven Kingdoms, not only for the staggering loss of life, but because it triggered the extinction of the dragons themselves. 20 years after the dance, in 153 AC, the last Targaryen dragon perished. By the time of Knight, almost no one alive has seen a dragon, let alone witnessed their glory at its height. And yet, the dynasty still ruled. The king, Daeron II Targaryen, known as Daeron the Good, completed his cousin Bela the Blessed's work, uniting Dorne with the rest of Westeros. Daeron's reign survived the first Blackfyre Rebellion, 14 years before A Knight. His severe punishments reshuffled the lands of Westeros, and ushered in an age of quiet stability. But it would not last. The same year as Knight, the Great Spring Sickness erupts. Tens of thousands die. This plague sets the stage for the Targaryens' continued decline, and the next wave of Blackfyre rebellions. What about the rest of the Great Houses? Like the Targaryens, the other Great Houses are in relative peace. Stark of Winterfell, Tully of Riverrun, Greyjoy of Pyke, Lannister of Casterly Rock, Martell of Dorne, Tyrell of Highgarden, the Baratheon of Storm's End, all are living in quieter years, before other storms to come. The tourney at Ashford Meadow, where Knight's first season unfolds, brings many of these houses together. Targaryen princes, Arryn, Valar, Bela, and Meeka compete. Lords Daemon Lannister and Lyo Tyrell ride as well. And we meet Lynel Baratheon, the son of the Storm Lord. He forms a bond with Cirra Duncan the Tall, and will rise to prominence in Westeros over the years that follow. This is the world of A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, a rare moment of calm, with shadows already gathering on the horizon.